You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America, to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are joined by Mr. Brian Trasher, a best-selling author, a keynote speaker, and a governmental relations expert who is using his experience to help empower people on how to get involved in the public policy process. Mr. Trasher, a pleasure to be with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
And certainly excited to have you with us as well. So tell us, Mr. Trasher, the title of your book is Laws and Sausage. How did you come up with that title?
Well, it was John Godfrey Sachs, who was a lawyer and a poet and a professor, I think, in Michigan, was quoted in a newspaper back in the 1800s. He said that laws, like sausages, cease to inspire in proportion to as we know how they are made, which basically means that laws and sausage are two things that people want, but don't want to see how they get made. And he's probably right.
I like that. So tell us, what type of organizations do you speak to, and who is your target audience?
So, you know, my target audience is anyone who or any organization that wants their people, their members or their employees to get more involved in the public policy process. You know, there's virtually no industry in the country that's not regulated in some form or fashion by the government. And what happens is that, you know, a lot of organizations will have a government affairs department, or they'll hire lobbyists like myself to go in and advocate on their behalf of their industry. But nothing really gets through to regulators more than just hearing average folks who work in the industry, you know, speak passionately and articulately about what they do and how certain regulations can hurt their industry and ultimately hurt their jobs. And so that's what I try to do. Is train these kind of rank and file workforce people on how to talk to elected officials, how to get in front of them, how to be remembered. And so any organization, whether they're a trade association or a large company, you know, that might have several divisions and they're heavily regulated and they just want their folks to be more engaged, not necessarily on a partisan level, but just kind of understanding the process, because at the end of the day, you know, the Republicans or the Democrats are in charge. The sausage maker works the same. It just either makes elephant or donkey sausage. Doesn't matter.
Now, given the current toxic political climate, man, we are seeing it crank up here in the last 2 to 4 years. Does that make people more or less likely to seek out your expertise?
I think more, because the although I'm not a fan of the current climate and politics and how identity politics has kind of seeped into the daily vernacular and the tribalism, people feel like they have to choose sides on everything. But it's gotten people more engaged, I think. But and fair enough, when people say it turns folks off of politics, but they're still paying attention, right? So, and a lot of times people kind of, you know, if they watch a lot of cable news and they kind of participate in this, you know, side-taking type of strategy, they're kind of missing out on some really good techniques to go in and talk to folks on either side of the aisle about their industry and about what they do. And that's kind of what I try to do, is take a, you know, a lot of people call me a bipartisan speaker, but I'm not. I'm a nonpartisan speaker and a nonpartisan trainer, because, like I said, the process works the same no matter who's in charge. But it is good to know how to speak the language of the respective folks who are in charge and making those decisions for you.
Today, we're joined by Mr. Brian Trasher, a governmental relations expert who is using his experience to help empower people on how to get involved in the public policy process here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Mr. Trasher, what advice can you give people on how to effectively communicate with their elected representatives?
Well, the first thing you want to do is realize that these folks that are elected officials are just people, just like you and me. They have families, they have communities, they have kids that play soccer, they have a barber, they have, you know, their favorite restaurant, everything like that. They're just regular folks. And But at the same time, their job requires that they, you know, especially like on the congressional level, they can meet up to 100 different people a day who have different asks of them and different issues that they want to talk about. And so it makes it real easy to get lost in the sea of all these folks coming through their doors every day. So what I try to do is really focus on getting remembered. There's a number of different ways to do that, but I talk about it in my book, and I talk about it in my my keynotes, and I'm actually in the process of converting my workshop into an online course. And again, it's you can go and talk to as many elected officials as you want, but if you just kind of give them the same old elevator pitch that they hear all day, chances are they're going to take your stuff and have their staff file it, and you may never hear from them again.
I think that online course would be awesome to have in place, no doubt. Now, you say in your book that public protesters are just wasting their time. What do you mean by that? Get into some of those details and your thoughts there.
Yeah, so, you know, public protesting is, in some cases, it's a good way to fire the starting gun, if you will, on an issue. But what most people end up doing is they go out, they chant, they hold signs, they might block traffic or something like that, and they feel like they really accomplished something. But most of them, after that, just go home and never talk about the issue again. The people who are really making a difference are the ones that are going in there, walking the halls of government, talking to the people that vote in Congress and in legislatures and on city councils that actually make decisions. And so I try to tell people that if your plan is to just go out and join a bunch of your friends in the street holding signs and chanting, you really are wasting your time, because there's not there. You know, elected officials might pretend like they're paying attention to protesters. They might pretend like they're supporting them, but they're really not taking their demands any further than that without proper engagement on the public policy level. And there's a process to it, like everything else. And that's what I try to teach people to learn how to do on a citizen level, and it's been pretty effective.
Well, Mr. Trasher, I tell you what, we certainly appreciate what you do in helping people get involved in the public policy process. Really appreciate your time today. In conclusion, what is a tip you could give people on icebreakers and how to start a meeting with an elected official?
Well, one thing that I always do, and I do this in politics as well as in business every day, when I meet someone, instead of saying nice to meet you, I always say nice to see you, because it's also an appropriate thing to say to someone that you've never met before, nice to see you. But it puts a little bug in their mind of, wait a minute, have I met this guy before? And sometimes it'll kind of play a little psychological trick on them to say, wait a minute, if I've met this guy before and I don't remember, now I'm embarrassed, now I feel bad. And so they're going to kind of be a little bit contrite and listen to you a little more closely, because they think that, you know, you just kind of caught them off guard that, you know, well, maybe I've met them before. So I never say nice to meet you. I always say nice to see you, because it's just a little trick I play, and it's actually been pretty effective, because I've had some people after a meeting say, you know, did we meet before? And I'll say, you know, we didn't. Or I might say, like, yeah, we did, but it was just briefly. So, you know, I don't blame you for not remembering. Or I might just say, no. I just wanted to tell you that it was nice to see you. You know, it didn't mean anything else besides that. So it's a good little mind control trick.
Well, good stuff, Mr. Trasher. Thanks so much for joining us here today. I'm sure our listeners want to know how they can connect with you, pick up your book, and also be in touch. How can they do that?
So you can go to my website, briantrasher.com. It's Brian with an I, last name spelled T-R-A-S-C-H-E-R. You can find me on all the major social media networks as well under my name. And you can go to Amazon, find my book, Laws and Sausage. You never want to see either one get made. It's a good quick little read on the plane ride to D.C., so pick it up. It's only about $10.
And a great suggestion. Again, Mr. Trasher, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
All right, Derek. Thanks a lot for having me.
And the pleasure was certainly ours. We've been speaking with Mr. Brian Trasher, a best-selling author, a keynote speaker, and a governmental relations expert who is using his experience to help empower people on how to get involved in the public policy process. And for further details, visit briantrasher.com. All links will be included within the show notes of this broadcast. And again, this is Eric Guy, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.